find that the Amalekites were finally destroyed in the days of Hezekiah over in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And consequently, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3 was fulfilled to the letter of the law. Turn there for a moment. Let's look at this promise. For it's going to serve as a springboard for this entire study. And it will help fulfill our understanding of that which God is teaching us. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I believe that. I believe that. That was an unconditional promise, and you'll find that an unconditional promise of this nature is true in all dispensations. You'll find it's just as true in 1976 as it was in the days of the Amalekites. God said, I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curse thee. That's it, and that's final. And boy, I believe it. I believe it so much. I want God's blessings upon my life and on this ministry, don't you? I mean, I believe that verse so much. You know what one of the desires of my heart is? I've never shared this with you folks before, but you know one of the desires of my heart is? Someday, I believe God, and I've asked God for this before, and I'm going to continue to ask Him. I've asked God to give us the right man someday, a converted Jew, and we're going to put him on our staff. And we're going to pay him to go out and reach Jews in the city of Rochester for Jesus Christ. You say, why would you do that? Because I believe Genesis 12:3. Amen? I believe God would bless us for it. I believe God would desire it. I mean, I believe the Word of God. Boy, and I really believe this passage. I believe it.